Tuesday night, Chayvus Al Bavus. Chayvus Al Bavus, Shara Bitachon, Perek Revi. We're learning about the milus of his bodedus and the milus of staying away from people. The milus, it has milus. And so he says on page Kuf Mem Ches, the last line, for Omru, there's a story, maybe it's apocryphal, maybe it's a real story. Ki echad aprushim nichnas le'ir, he came into a city, lahadrich, to teach Yoshvel avodas Hashem. He went to teach avodas Hashem to a certain city. Motzom, top of Kuf Mem Tes, Motzom, he found three very, very strange habits that they had. Three very strange things. Number one, Motzom, lov shim tseva echad be'edyom. They all had one color. Doesn't say it was black. Could have all been blue. But everybody wore the same thing. Motzom lov shim tseva echad be'edyom ulavusham. In their ornaments, in their clothing. That's number one. They all looked the same. There was no creativity, no personal. Didn't express anyone's personal likes or dislikes. Everybody had the same color clothing. In the front lawn, they had the cemetery plots. It's a good use, good land use. I don't know if it was zoned for a cemetery, but they had it there anyway. And number three, below Ra Isha Beinayim, it was all male society. Shalom al Kach, he said, what's going on here? On below, we have a cheshbon for everything we're doing. A lo lavashnu begadim b'tzeva echad, ela kadei shelo yei hevdel bein ha'oni l'osher beinenu. Some of us are rich, some of us are poor. We don't want the rich to feel arrogant, contemptuous of those who are not lucky enough to be rich. We don't want them to look down on them, to be condescending. We want everybody to feel the same. Uvakach, if everybody dresses the same, so when you walk in the street, you can't tell who's a has and who's a not have. Lotei lo osher zchicha chadas, the osher will not be arrogant, disparus, or take credit, or feel something's coming to him, behono, because he has money. We already said, you know, the Osher was Uxeris Hashem, that he should be an Osher. He's not a better person than the Oni. He's not a smarter person. He's not a more intelligent person. So, even then, it would be not a reason for it to be a Balgaiva. But certainly, if it's not even that, so you have money, that's also. Okay, that's number one. And the Ani won't have low self-esteem. Mamash, the Ani shouldn't have low self-esteem. He won't think he's a failure in life. He won't walk around feeling that way. You go in the street, everybody's the same. You'll treat everybody the same. People won't smile and give a big hello to the usher. Like nowadays, everybody think, oh, yeah, you go in the street, you see this. Oh, good Shabbos. And when you go on the street and you pass an Oni, you know, you may say good Shabbos to him, you may not, but he certainly doesn't get it with the full oomph. There, everybody just the same. You didn't know who was on. You couldn't tell by looking at him. So you said a good Shabbos. Everyone got the same good Shabbos. The Oni didn't have low self-esteem, and the usher doesn't become arrogant. That's the way their society structured. They wanted. What did they want? It wasn't a communist society. They wanted everybody to be treated. The truth is, the United States Constitution, not the Constitution, the Declaration of the Declaration of Independence. What's it called? What did it say? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. The truth is, men are not created equal. It's a silly statement. It's not true. It means that what they wanted to say, I don't like, they didn't express it well, or maybe they had a different English shtick on that. So it means everybody is equally created. And therefore, everybody's a Tzelem Elokim. And everybody should be treated the same, with the same respect, and has self-endowed rights because of the fact that he's alive and he's a human being. They're not created equal. Some people are smart, some people are stupid. So they're not created equal. They're created equally. I don't know why they're created equally. They're not created equal. They're not equal. Some people are smart, some people are not smart. Some people are geschmack and some people are boring. Right? Maybe they meant are created equally, meaning they're equally created. They're all Tzelem Elokim. That's a chash of a statement. And therefore, they're all endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. That's a true statement. We believe that also. So maybe they should have said equally, or maybe then there was no chiluk. I don't know. Anyway, no, maybe there was no chiluk. Like, when I went to school, that would be the difference. You say all men are created equal, you're saying they're all equal. You say all men are created equally, it means they're all equally, it's equally true about all of them that they're created. Everybody's a Tzelem Elokim, they're created equally. But he's created equal is a false statement. But Akoponim, in this society that the Chavis Lovos talks about, they wanted everyone to be treated equally, as equals, to be treated as equals, and so the Usher, the Oni, they all dress the same. Maybe this is where the minig of black came from. Everybody dressed in black. Everybody's wearing a black hat. Everybody has the same menu Friday night. An usher, an oni. Yes.
Maybe they should have not used the word equal. Created with an alien
or or equally. Yeah. I'm saying, okay, good. So that's number one. Everybody has the same. We've got to talk about it, but I shouldn't digress. In Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Onik Shabbos, if you can afford it, you should have steak Friday. If you enjoy steak, I happen not to enjoy steak, so I'm trying to get my wife to serve hot dogs for the main meal Friday night. I can't get her to do that. She won't even put a hot dog in the cholent. I need a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. I'm looking forward to Shabbos. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, I get a hot dog in the cholent. But like, really, and it's a shtickle in halacha. It's funny that there became a traditional, unless you don't have that. I don't know. Everybody I know has a traditional Friday night menu, and really, you're supposed to. And meat is like Yom Tov. We know, like, you have to have meat on Yom Tov because it's a din simcha. But the truth is, if you enjoy it, that's a din simcha, and there's something slightly objective about having basar on Yom Tov, because like you have the carbonos. So, okay, obviously if you don't like meat, you shouldn't eat it Yom Tov either, but there's something objective about the chiyuv to eat meat on Yom Tov, although not a totally objective, because if you don't enjoy it, I'm sure you don't have to eat it. But Shabbos is a din of oneg, so you look at Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to buy the food you enjoy the most every week, maybe it'll get bored. So, I told my wife, if not hot dogs, chutz Chinese. Have to serve Chinese every Friday night. Enjoy Chinese. But Lamaisa, we all eat the same menu. Like the Ka'asher, Ka'ani, everybody got the same menu Friday night. Number two. It's not so much not Mopi Alocha. We do it, it's like almost a tradition. Unless people don't do it. I don't know, can you enlighten me? You have fish and then chicken soup and then chicken and kugel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't have chili
because
it's
traditional
chili
because
we like it.
No, I'm not talking about the Friday night menu. You should really have steak. If you can afford steak and you enjoy steak, then really al pi din, you're supposed to buy steak. You enjoy it. That's your enjoyment. That's Onik Shabbos. Onik Shabbos is mechayev. You don't like chicken that much. You'd rather have a piece of steak. Okay. It came up a shiloh. My wife's teaching these halachos now. You're supposed to bake challahs to cover Shabbos. Now, let's say the bakery makes more geshmak a challahs than your wife. So, first of all, how are you going to let her know that? That's a problem if they add smoke.
The kids will learn.
What?
The kids will tell.
So, the shiloh is, though, so what you have, though, is the value of kavod versus onig. Because it's kavod Shabbos to make challahs. and to be mafresh challah. It's considered covered Shabbos. And that's, you're balancing that against onik Shabbos, so that's a value. So you know those, there's like these booklets, huge booklets every few months on another topic in halacha.
Yeah.
So they're up to Hilcha Shabbos. And the first one was about covered onik Shabbos. And they always have what I call the Rav Chaim Kanievsky Facebook page. You know, Chaim Kanievsky questions. You know, what, you know. So this is one of the questions to him. Like, what should you do? Should you buy bakery challah?
Or the answer.
What? He said you should do both. You should make challah. But the problem is, part of the Indian is to be mafresh challah, so she's going to make a sheer challah. So most, and it depends on the size of your family. He says try to do both. But take challah and make challah, even though that means the sheer challah. So, and also buy the bakery challah. So you'll have kovod and you'll have oneg. Now what is it? Since part of the kovod is making a sheer challah, so that's a big amount. So most people, I think, don't have enough. Then another shaila he was asked is a very interesting reading. He said, like, what if you have a smallish family? So should you make a sheer challah and then you'll put it in the freezer, and next week you won't be baking challahs l'kavod Shabbos? Or should you make a little and not be mafresh challah, or not with a bracha, and bake challahs every Friday? So he said to bake, to do the d'oraisa, to take challah with a bracha. What?
Every other.
Yeah, whatever. I hold this old kasha. You could do that. Lamaisa, no.
If it would be.
It's a dior. Chalav is one that says not dior.
They both come anyway.
What's both?
If you did a kasha, the other shadow is covered against coming.
Yeah.
You the baking and the shear are both covered.
No, here it's what's the higher value? To take challah with a bracha or to bake every week? It's a different question. I'm talking about the Chaim Kanievsky page. But I don't understand if you can really do both here also, because you can take the challah out of the freezer, and my wife puts it in the oven right before Shabbos, and it's very, it's crisp. So you do, at least you're doing something with covered Shabbos. Okay, it's not stopping you taking it out of the freezer. What? He has all, it's a fascinating page, you gotta read it. Like, should you make salad or buy salad? Same shiloh with challah. But by challah, he says, it says, Eshar ter tofu eifu. That's where you learn out there's a mitzvah to bake challahs to cover Shabbos, even if it's only an asmachta. But salad is not bishul, not afia. So maybe then you should buy already the salad. Okay. Anyway, they wanted everybody to be the same. Not in a communist sense, but in a very healthy sense, in a tzelem elokim sense. Why should the osher be honored by a dinner? The next time the shul makes a dinner, we're going to honor an oni. Why should you honor an osher?
Roast, okay, and he never got a dinner.
Okay.
Maybe we should honor the usher because he's the one that's getting the paycheck next month.
Okay, number two, they said, why did they have their front yard turned into a cemetery? Oh, I'm sorry. No, it goes further. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Line 5 on page Kuf Mem Tes. Ubeze yidme matzaveinu alho adoma kamatzaveinu tachteha. It's also like they're linking themselves to the Yom HaMisa. They're saying, you know, when you're buried, you're not rich, you're not poor. It's the great equalizer. The grave is the great equalizer. So why wait for the grave? In this life also, there'll be equalizer. There's a story told about a shalit, a king, a mayor, a governor, or whatever. Shoya Masare ben Avodov, he would walk among his subjects. Shalo Yavdil Mehem, and you couldn't tell who he was. Umataroso, his purpose was not to spy on them, but to feel that he's one of the people. To feel that he's not really better than they are. He's the same person they are. Walks with them and talks to them and this. Then he goes back to his palace and he puts on his his official clothing, but you know, then he realizes, hey, I'm the same person as I was before. I didn't become a better person because I put on a crown. So that's what he used to do. He used to walk among them, so he should realize he's one of them. So his purpose was Leos Onov Be'edyo Ulevusho. Okay, so that's number one. For the value of, call it humility, call it equality, not to feel superior to another human being. That's why they did that. Number two is, why did they have cemeteries in their front lawns? You can imagine the answer, very poshut. We should remember what's important. You know, you're having a fight with your wife about you know, she was again 2 minutes late. You had to wait for her. You're fighting, and then you look out the front window and you see the grave. Say, so, you know, it's a pretty silly argument we're having. Like, you know, someone will be in the grave. None of this is going to matter. What?
He's saying they didn't solve the problem by not having women there.
Yep. B'niyah charedim lamoves. B'nochen lo esatseida. We should spend our lives. You look out the window and you see a cemetery. I'm a kayim this. I have the Sanhedrin cemetery right outside the window of my house. Yeah, I live in San Edgar, right near the cemetery. I look out the window, I see the cemetery. It's great. I'm able to be Mekindis Chaydis Aldovus. Whenever you find yourself wasting time or thinking, what should I do with my life? What should I do with my, for the next hour? You glance out the window, you see a cemetery. It's a great wake up. Ironically, it's a great waker upper. Kedeshiyu lana l'tochacha. It should be a constant Musar Sefer. We should prepare. I'm not trying to make you depressed. I just want you to be depressed. I want you to prepare the tzeda that you'll need for Netzach, forever. You should prepare. So we want a constant reminder. This is a Litzkar Yom HaMisa. The Gemara talks about that. So that was number two. Number three, we're not going to learn Kitzur today. I have to leave exactly 9:30, so we're going to have to stop 9:25. So we'll just learn 5 more minutes of Chodesh Halvodas B'li Neder. No kids around, no women around. I like the kids part. Anu Hifradnum Be'ir Krov Alanu. Don't worry, they're in the next town. In this kekecha mimenu, when we have to be with our wives, we go there. Latzorech aleihen, holech aleihen, we go there. Bosa trochu, we do what we have to do, but we come back here. Machmashiroinu, because you know you have a wife and you have a family. It's very, you're busy a whole day with Nairishkeit. It takes you away from accomplishing. Machmashiroinu, mashen mevio soleinu mitirdus hamachshava. The Hasasa Agdola, always bothering us. Verova Ma'amosa, the Torah Bekirvasan. You have to spend time with them, we have to talk to them, and you do have to. He's not telling you not to, he's saying you do have to. So they solved the problem by shipping him off. Now, the Chazal Halvodas nowhere in the Sefer advocates doing this. He understands that that's not a normal way to live, and he doesn't advocate it, the whole Sefer. He's making a point. He's making a point to realize that it has a quality. If your wife goes away for 2 weeks to America, and she takes the kids with her, so Hashem did it, right? Hashem made this happen in your life for whatever reason she's going away, but it's from Hashem. This is the way a Baal Bitochon's mind works. It's from Hashem. And then you say, oh, this is a tremendous opportunity. I don't have to be home. I could spend the whole day in the shul. I could be learning. I could do chesed. You know, I could do a lot of things that I can't do when she's home. You know, Latova. So that's, he's not advocating this life, but he's pointing out it's mindless, and we should extrapolate. And therefore, his main thing is that he's talking to the gear, remember? To bring us back home, he's talking to a gear, because he's talking about number three on his list, which is relationships. And he wants to go the whole gamut from zero relationships to your life is full of relationships. So his point is to realize that Hashem made the situation that you're in. It's tailor-made for your neshama to perfect it. It's perfect. Hashem is a native. And if you want to be happy person instead of a depressed person, you'll think of the good in your matzav. So he's training you. This is the workshop. He's training you. How do you look at the good in a tragic situation, in a bad situation? Yeah, not so bad. Everybody's like that. Everybody ultimately is alone. It's good to be alone. I'm free to do things I want to do. I don't have the tear discs. I don't have distractions. I don't have so many distractions. And so on and so forth. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Yechon, I don't know how to close this. If I just push this down, it gets locked, right?
Okay.
That's not the way to close it. Press the button.